CouncilAndGradsOfLife.org.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Welcome back. Welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell, and I want to welcome you back to the second part of our program, where we're going to be talking about air property. I have in the studio with me Attorney Mavis Gregg from North Carolina. Welcome, Mavis.
Thank you.
We've been talking about having you on for a while, and she happened to be up here, so that worked out very good. Worked out very good. Yes. And more importantly, and most importantly, is she really has, even though she just started her practice in North Carolina, she's gotten really involved in air property and work. She does wills and trust and estate planning. So I know her from D.C., and I'm really pleased to hear and see that you've gone back home and you're doing that kind of thing as well.
Thank you. It's a very exciting time.
It is. It really is. I want to welcome everyone to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. This is a program that's brought to you by Wills and Trust, which is my office, where I do wills, trust, and estate planning. You can call me at 240-638-2828, 240-638-2828, and by Equity Resource, a development company that is excellent, and you will be hearing their ad throughout the program. And so if you have property that you want to sell, please get in touch with them. Please get in touch with them and say that you heard about it on Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Each week, I bring you lawyers and professionals to share their expertise and knowledge with you for the purpose of empowering you. The whole idea of this program is to empower you. We archive the programs at lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. So please go there, sign up, so that you can get the MailChimps each week that talk about the programs that we do. And let us know your thoughts. You know, send us comments and topics that you may want me to try and cover, because the whole idea is to give you effective information that you can really use in your day-to-day work. Stacey Burgess, my executive producer, is on the social media thing, so you can, I don't know what you call it, but you can.
Social networking.
Social networking. Thank you very much. Daryl is having a good time over there laughing at me. So you can send her a thing on Facebook, and you can tweet her at LawTalkEM, okay? But also, I want you to be a part of the conversation. So after I introduce Mavis and we talk a little about air property, what it is, how it works, and what she's doing in North Carolina, what's being done in South Carolina, a lot of what we're going to talk about with air property is true and effective around the country. So it's a big subject, especially in our community. And then we're going to open the phone line. So if you have questions about it, this is a good program for you to call in at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Daryl's waiting for your call, and we'll be glad to talk with you and share information. But please remember, nothing on this program establishes an attorney-client relationship. It's strictly information only, and you really need your own lawyer, and you'll see why, to talk to you and to be proactive on your behalf when it comes to taking care of your legal matters, especially in this particular circumstance, but always, it's important. Let me tell you a little bit about Attorney Mavis Gregg. I'm really pleased to have her here finally, yes. She's originally from Black Mountain, North Carolina, mm-hmm. Right? Attended UNC Chapel Hill and Pepperdine School of Law. In addition to being a lawyer, she has extensive experience in conflict resolutions and a Master's of Dispute Resolution degree as well. She began her career as a mediation professional, helping parties resolve conflicts, both in person and in the virtual space. Mm-hmm. You have to tell me about that one day. I never heard of that before. Okay. Later, she practiced law at a busy yet small practice representing homeowners in real estate transactions, personal representatives and estate administrations, and individuals and couples in estate planning. She then joined the prestigious law firm of Buckley Sandler, LLP, here in Washington, D.C., where she focused her energy on complex matters during the peak of the mortgage crisis. In her practice in North Carolina, now she went back home.
Yep.
And she synthesizes her professional experiences as a lawyer and a mediator with her passion for helping individuals and families maintain and grow wealth. A girl after my own heart. She accomplishes this by dedicating her energy to assisting her clients with estate planning, estate administration, and heir property matters, which is what we want to talk about today, okay? She is in multiple positions at the American Bar Association's Law Practice Division. She's active with the local bar associations, both in D.C. and in North Carolina, and she volunteers at Triangle Artworks Plus Law, an attorney group providing legal educational support and opportunities for artists. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much
for having me here. It's really a pleasure to have you here, Mavis. It really is. You know, it's really good for some of us who've been doing this a long time to see young people come up,
right,
and y'all taking up the mantle. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. We're in good hands, okay? We're in good hands. The country and our folks are in good hands. So talk to me first a little bit about your practice,
okay,
about what is heir property. What are we talking about when we say heir property? We all kind of halfway know what it is maybe, but why don't you give us a better picture of really what we're talking about when we say heir property and how you deal with it in your practice. First, tell us exactly where is your office.
Okay.
Give out your office number and your website, mm-hmm, because I know there are a lot of people I know in D.C., plus mm-hmm, people all over the country are listening. So I want them to know who to contact if they have,
sure,
situations like this or mm-hmm, anything really in North Carolina in this area.
Okay. Well, thank you again for having me on the show, Ethel. It's an honor to be here. And I appreciate any opportunity to talk about this issue because it my own family has dealt with heirs property, and mm-hmm, so I feel very passionate about the subject. So my practice is the Gragg Law Firm. And
spell that.
Okay. Gragg is G-R-A as in apple,
uh-huh,
G-G. So G as in George, R-A as in apple, G as in George. It's the,
okay,
unit name.
Uh-huh.
But it's the Gragg Law Firm, P-L-L-C. The website is gragglawfirm.com.
Okay.
And the phone number is 919-794-3554.
Okay.
But the best way to reach me is through the website. There's a contact form, and I can call you back or email you back pretty quickly.
She's really good with social media. In fact, for years she tried to teach me social media. So with varying degrees of success.
So I launched my practice. It'll be a year, November 6th. So I officially launched almost a year ago with the intention of practicing law the way that I've always wanted to, and that's serving individuals and families and helping them have access to critical areas of the law. And for me, that's wealth building and maintaining your wealth.
Exactly. Now, where exactly, what city in North Carolina is the law practice?
Okay, so I physically am based in Durham, North Carolina, but I practice across the state of North Carolina. I'm a mobile attorney, if you will.
Okay.
I practice out of my home, actually, and that allows me to meet my clients at their homes, whether it's in Durham County or New Hanover or Buncombe County. So
excellent.
My goal is to have a footprint across the state of North Carolina.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. We're going to take a break and we'll come right back.
Okay.
We have to take these breaks and we'll be right back afterwards. Okay?
Okay.
1450 WOL.
If you died tomorrow, could your loved ones cover the cost of your final expenses? Considering that the average funeral costs between $3,000 and $10,000, would they have the means and ability to handle such an expense? Don't make a very emotional time for your loved ones even harder with a financial burden associated with death. Take the first step towards providing your loved ones with the protection and peace of mind they deserve. Call Ted Robinson Insurance at 301-593-6700 and learn more about affordable final expense insurance with coverage up to $30,000 and enrollment eligibility up to age 85. No medical exam is required, rates never increase, benefits never decrease, and it cannot be terminated due to any changes in health or age. For more information or to get covered today, call Ted Robinson Insurance at 301-593-6700. That's 301-593-6700. Or visit Ted Robinson Insurance at 2401 Blue Ridge Avenue in Wheaton, Maryland.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-771-6013. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-771-6013. That's 1-800-771-6013.
This is Barbara Arnwine. Be sure to tune in to Igniting Change every Tuesday from noon to 1 on WOL 1450 AM. I will provide provocative and empowering information to ignite change and inspire action in achieving racial justice and equality. It really is up to all of us to be and to ignite the change that we so desperately want to see in our neighborhoods, communities, our cities, our states, our nation, and the world. Each week, I want you to join me and my special guests to learn how your activism matters in realizing a more just and equal society for all. Ignite change with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. Together, we can make a difference. Visit BarbaraArnwine.com for more information.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell, and we have Attorney Mavis Gregg here. We're going to be talking about air property. And just before the break, Mavis was beginning to talk to us about what air property is. What do we mean when we say air property?
So in the most basic form, air property is property owned by heirs of a single or two descendants. So the property starts off as being owned by, say, a couple. Mm-hmm. Usually the property was purchased many years ago, like in the early 30s, 20s. Particularly, air property owners are African American. And so you're thinking about the first buyers of a plot of land, mm-hmm. and then the property passing from them to their children, and then to their children's children, and so on and so on. So it's owned by a numerous number of heirs.
Okay.
And that's why it has that name.
That's why it has that name, mm-hmm. right. And a lot of this is property that was purchased after the Civil War.
Correct.
Sometimes by slaves.
Yes.
And they often were not welcome in the legal system,
mm-hmm.
and their descendants have not been welcomed in the legal system as well. I was reading an article about that, and so they don't trust the legal system, mm-hmm. At least certainly traditionally, mm-hmm. it had not been in their favor, shall we say, and a lot of property has been lost through different machinations, mm-hmm. In the legal system. Mm-hmm. So what is it that people do? You know, I have a theory, and I'll just share it. I don't know if it makes any sense or not, but it made sense to me. In Ghana, where I was, I'll restrict it to that, mm-hmm. about 16 years ago, I studied a little bit at the Ghanaian Law School in Murkala, and I learned about family property, mm-hmm. that land is owned by families. It's mm-hmm. not owned by the individual. Mm-hmm. And anybody in that blood family mm-hmm. has a right to the use of that land. But it is held for the benefit of the next generation. It's not divided up. Mm-hmm. Like in the European legal system, particularly the English legal system, which we in the United States have adopted, it's always owned by an individual person. Mm-hmm. And so the individual has the right to X square footage. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is because England has no land. Mm-hmm. It is very tiny. Mm-hmm. And every square inch is parceled out. They're very land poor. And so they're very restrictive on their land. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Africa, there's so much land that it can be owned by families. Families know who they are. And we actually, I think, brought that over with us in terms of how we continue to deal with land. Because we know who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, but we're inside a system mm-hmm. that doesn't support that.
Right. I agree with you. I think it's a cultural value that made the Atlantic Passage. And so I think that's the important thing. When I think a lot of people who are familiar with heirs property actually cringe when they think of it, and particularly legal practitioners, because it's complex to deal with from a legal standpoint. But it mm-hmm. is because of some of the issues that the owners faced early on. A lot of black families did not have access to the law because they were through violence. You know, they weren't yeah. allowed to
Ku Klux Klan, do this. Which is trying to make a yeah. comeback right now under a particular right. Republican Party nominee.
Yeah.
Actively, openly supported by the Ku Klux Klan.
Right. Right. You know? Yeah. So intimidation has a lot to do with why the family, original family owners didn't do the estate planning aspect, which I guess we can talk about later. But I think the cultural value of having land that will benefit your family is definitely something connected to heirs property ownership. And there are many examples around the world of systems where the land is for the family. I mean, like you said, yes. It's in Ghana, Tanzania, mm-hmm. Hawaii, mm-hmm. Bougainville, which is a tiny little country in the South Pacific. Mm-hmm. But they have the same type of passage of the land. It passes through the family, and it's right. meant for the family.
It's meant for family. And that's how we feel about our land.
Yeah. And it's a significant source of family wealth mm-hmm. and a significant source of
security.
Legacy. Yeah, security.
Security. You always got somewhere to live.
You have a home.
Yeah.
You have a home. And
they don't make any more of it.
Right.
They don't make any more of it land. That's what my grandmother used to say. They don't make any more land, baby. You need to hold on to this. Yeah. You can always come back home.
Yeah. At the peak of African American land ownership, you know, around 1920, we had 15 million acres of land.
Wow.
And now it's under 7 million acres of
land.
Wow. And that's important to think about because, you know, a lot of the land is rural, agricultural, and timberland. Mm-hmm. And so it was a significant source historically for food, for income. Mm-hmm. And again, like you said, family stability, you always had a place to live.
Yeah.
And so I think that's another part of the consideration when you're thinking about heirs property. There's a lot of significance and value in family property. Now the question is, how do we address some of the legal challenges so that people can continue to own the family property?
Okay.
And then how do we reprioritize some of the issues that we're focused on with okay. respect to heirs property?
So tell me, how do you recommend your clients or my audience that mm-hmm. may have heir property, how do you recommend first their attitude about it, and then mm-hmm. what do you recommend that they do about it?
Mm-hmm. I think at the first thing is to have a sense of pride in family ownership and think about the original owners of the property and what a significant contribution they were making to the family legacy and the family wealth base. So have mm-hmm. a sense of pride. Don't approach it with fear or anger or anything like that.
A burden.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think the second step is to be engaged. There are a lot of people who have a small share and feel like that's not significant enough for them to be engaged in the property management mm-hmm. and keeping the property. Mm-hmm. But I think that's important. I think it's important to be engaged. Pay
what
your
do
share
you mean
of the taxes.
Okay, go on. Be specific.
You know, pay your share of the taxes. Mm-hmm. A lot of heirs' property is subject to tax foreclosure because the taxes aren't being paid. find out who the other owners are. And that could be something actually fun in doing the family tree.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of resources to do the family tree, and that can help you identify who the owners are. And engage legal professionals, good legal professionals who have experience working with real estate and with estate administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a key part that people don't really understand with respect to how land passes when someone passes away,
mm-hmm.
How their share moves down to their heirs. I think the logical assumption is that this is, I'll use my family for example, this is Greg family property, so it only passes to Greg's. Well, that's not true. It also passes to spouses if you don't have a will.
Ah, see, that's something that is, that's unusual. In Ghana, I know, mm-hmm. it never passed outside of the blood family.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it did not go to spouses.
That's not the case in the
U.S. In the United States, the spouses get a share, right? And that
Right.
really messes with stuff.
Yeah. So when you have a piece of land, and I'll use North Carolina as a reference. In North Carolina, if you own any interest in a piece of land, with exception to land you own with your spouse, but if you have a separately owned share of land,
mm-hmm.
When you pass away, if you don't have a will, the property passes to your spouse and your children. And the value of their interest depends on how many children you have. Mm. You know, a lot of people have spouses that they have been estranged from for a long time, and so that can actually complicate things. It may be a situation where you want it to go to your spouse, but it may not.
You need to have a will,
right? So if you have a will in place, you can design a plan where the property that is part your share, that's part of your family, mm-hmm. goes to your children and stays in your family, and not involving, I guess, extra actors.
Okay, yeah. That's important to know. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We're talking with Attorney Mavis Gregg of North Carolina, whose specialty, or I don't like the word specialty, but who concentrates her practice,
sure.
in estate administration, in heir property in particular, and helping people to navigate the ins and outs of the legalities around it.
Mm-hmm.
Give your phone number out again,
sure.
and your website information again, please.
Sure. It's the website is graglawfirm.com, and that's G as in George, R, A as in Apple, G as in George, lawfirm.com. And then the phone number is 919-794-3554.
Okay. We want you to call, because I know there are a lot of you out there with property all over the country, but particularly in North Carolina. We're going to talk a little bit about some resources in South Carolina, but this is applicable all over the country. So please do call in at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. This is a really good opportunity to ask questions that, you know, I know people have, because they call me about them. So we've got the specialist in this area, the expert in it. We'll be right back after this break, okay? So stay tuned, please.
WOL, where information is power.
Moving today or tomorrow and not sure who to call? Well, your worries are over. Ted's Moving and Hauling at 301-254-8221 is your one-stop place to call when you need to move from your apartment, home, or office. Ted's Moving and Hauling is one of the best, with experienced and professional movers to handle all your needs with no job too large or too small. Ted's can do it all. Call now to find out more. 301-254-8221. That's 301-254-8221. Need something hauled away? Ted can do that too. Ted's Moving and Hauling is one of the best, and with some of the best prices in town. So, if you need to move uptown, downtown, or out of town, call Ted's Moving and Hauling today at 301-254-8221. That's 301-254-8221. That's Ted's Moving and Hauling, moving you from your home, office, or church. Call Ted's today at 301-254-8221.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, Would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for XTRAC, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the XTRAC treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with XTRAC. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. XTRAC uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and will help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live XTRAC clear. Call 800-273-8136. That's 800-273-8136. 800-273-8136 or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Our guest is Attorney Mavis Gregg, and we're talking about air property today. I understand we have we had a caller on the line, and they hung up, so please do call back. Okay, we'll be glad to take your questions and calls on air property. Okay, I'm not sure what happened there, but do call back, okay? Mavis, you were talking to me during the break about different centers in different parts of different states that are organized and helping people around this. Can you give us some information about the ones that you know of so that they can become a resource for people? And Stacy, if you're able to look up the websites and just put them on the post them on the dashboard for this program, if you can find the websites for these organizations, so tell us about them, please. Okay. Yeah, so people will know.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there are quite a few organizations that are working specifically on air property issues, and then there's also organizations that you might not intuitively think of for addressing how to keep the property and make good use of it. The first one is the Center for Heirs Property in South Carolina, and they focus on, I think it's seven counties in the Low Country area of South Carolina.
And they're in Charleston.
And anyone who's been to Charleston, Hilton Head, Edisto Island, any of the Gullah Islands, you can see they're beautiful areas. A lot of that land has historically been owned by Black families, and a lot of it was lost because of air property issues related to the families not being able to identify all the owners, and then owners selling their shares to outside people, third parties, usually developers, or getting foreclosed on because of tax, lack of tax payment and so forth. And so a lot of land was lost in that area, and so the Center for Heirs Property was born to be able to help families, Black families that own large tracts of land in the Low Country, keep their property and optimize the use. There's also the Heirs Property Center in Georgia. It's a new center that started, I think, a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. And then there's the Black Family Land Trust, which is an awesome organization based in North Carolina, but has a regional reach, and they work with families, and they're doing amazing things. They're helping with families transition from tobacco farming to more modern farming options. I mean, shrimp, or not shrimp, but prawns, things like that. Heirs property is one of the parts that they have to address in order to help the farmers then transition to new farming. There's the Land Loss Prevention Project, also based in North Carolina, and they do a lot of work with farmers as well. But then there's also some private practice attorneys like myself who are helping families.
to manage and mm-hmm. to do something with the land.
Correct.
Yeah, I was, Stacy had sent me some articles mm-hmm. about some of these centers, and the Center for Air Property Preservation mm-hmm. in Charleston, mm-hmm. South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I can give out that phone number. It's 843-745-7055. That's 843-745-7055. That's the Center for Air Property Preservation in Charleston, South Carolina. And they deal with, I think, seven counties in what's called the Low Country. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just happened to see an article here about Hilton Head property where organizations have been put together or families have put together things with using land that they inherited from someone who started out as a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're developing the land. They did an LLC
mm-hmm.
and they're developing the land themselves. Mm-hmm. And they've got like a multi-million dollar development project mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. on it. Another one, I'm trying to find the article here, where one of the organizations was able to not only help people get the land, but then also have managed to sell over $2 million in timber, you know,
mm-hmm.
and another $2 million mm-hmm. in things that they've been able to do with the property for the benefit of mm-hmm. the families once they were able to get it legally straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage everyone who has air property mm-hmm. to get a lawyer or to work with one of these centers who are basically lawyers helping people. They're mm-hmm. nonprofits mm-hmm. helping people in this situation mm-hmm. to do something with your legacy. I mean, mm-hmm. that's wonderful.
I think it's awesome. And if you would have asked me a year ago if I work with black forest owners, I would say, why would I do that? How would that even happen?
Who are black forest owners? I've never even heard of them. Yeah.
But the fact is a lot of the family property is tracts of land that consists of forest.
Uh-huh.
And so there are programs that are working with black foresters to help them manage the forest, to learn new techniques for reproduction, because you know forests, you can't harvest every year.
Right. So it takes years to grow them back.
Yeah. And so they help the families. There's a program in the Roanoke area of North Carolina, Roanoke Electric Development Inc., which is a co-op for electricity. They have a nonprofit that is working with black foresters in northeastern North Carolina, teaching them how to manage the forest, pairing them with foresters, forest consultants, also providing reimbursement for legal fees.
Very good.
So that you can clear title of ownership
mm-hmm.
and then do future estate planning. And so it's a great program.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of air property owners, which I didn't mention earlier, a lot of them don't actually live on the land.
That's one of the mm-hmm. things that happens.
Yeah, and so they're not aware of some of the resources that are available to help address some of the legal challenges and then put the land into use.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of experts out there that are doing this type of work.
They're doing that. And in other states, not just in North Carolina
Carolina. It's throughout the South. And there are even organizations, I'm a member of the Triangle Land Conservancy, which is based in central North Carolina. They're a land conservation organization, and they're working with black and brown families who own land to get what's called a conservation easement.
Mm-hmm.
And the conservation easement will basically just place a limitation on how the land is developed, so you can still use the land for farming, for example. But it kind of puts a stop on the bleed with respect to the ownership multiplying and so forth. And it also protects the environment. It provides continued access to natural resources. And so you can also look to land conservation organizations if you have heirs property to find out.
Help you. With, mm-hmm. Yeah. I want you to give out your phone number again.
Okay.
And your website so people can get in touch with you mm-hmm. and get help with this.
Yeah.
Please.
So the website is gragglawfirm.com, G-R-A-G-G lawfirm.com. And then the phone number is 919-794-3554.
Okay. Yeah. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. This is your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell, and I'm very pleased to have with me Attorney Mavis Gregg, who is in North Carolina now. I knew her when she was in D.C., and she has gone back home, and she is really doing what you said you wanted to do, which was to help families with their wealth formation and preservation. And land is a form of wealth. I mean, it is the basis of most wealth, actually, in the United States.
And people that's for usually all start, people.
That's for all people. I mean, it usually starts with the land. A lot of people don't realize that when they are quick to sell it, it really does start with the land. Now, what as a practical and a legal matter, how do you recommend that people start dealing with this process? Because I say, number one, get your own will in order. Get your own will that says, when I die, this is who's to get my stuff, including my property, you know, or whoever it is. I want any heir property that I owned in such and such a state to go to such and such a person and or persons. And I know that now when I get people that have heir property, that's the first thing I do often is I say, because I don't usually do it myself. I will send them to someone else. Most heir property that comes into my office is in North Carolina, so I'm real glad to hear you're doing that. In Southern Virginia, there are a lot of people here that have heir property in Southern Virginia. I have a lawyer down there in Richmond that I send people to, Melanie Lee, who is who is also originally went to school up here in D.C. I send people to her and other lawyers that I know of. And I'm trying to, by the way, get numbers, names and numbers of lawyers around the country that do estate planning work, period, so that I have some referrals for people who may call me from other states or have land in other states. You know, now I know I can send a deed to you and you'll record it or you'll tell me how to do it or what county it is or whatever. And so if you live in another state, if you live in New Jersey or Mississippi or Texas or wherever else, and you know a lawyer that does this kind of work, please ask them to get in touch with me, okay? Call me at 240-638-2828. 240-638-2828. And I'm really trying to get a good list of estate planning attorneys, and particularly those that will deal with heir property. So in addition to doing their own wills so that the buck stops with them at least when they die, so that at least it's very clear, because in some states you can just record the will as title. If you have a will, you don't have to go through the whole probate process. In like in Virginia, you do a triple seal of the probate of the ancillary probate, where if you say you died in D.C., then you do a triple seal and you take that, which is a form of the court authenticated copies of the record. You take that to the probate court in the county where the land is, and you file that, and that becomes like title for that property, you know, if there's a will especially. And that's very helpful. So a will immediately at least identifies who's supposed to get it from you.
And I think that's at a minimum, that's what you want to
that's
be able
the beginning.
To do is to identify who gets your share.
Your share, right.
I will, as a caveat to having your own will, encourage people to consider the fact that if you leave, let's say you have three kids. If you leave your share to heir property to your three kids, you're perpetuating the issue with respect
the
to
problem,
the number
yeah.
of owners. It is important to have a will, but also consider other ways that you can gift to your children without
dividing it back up.
Exactly.
Then when we come back, we're going to talk about that. That's a good point. Thank you. Okay, when we come back from this break, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Very good.
1450 WOL.
Bennett Career Institute and the C. Allen Morning Show presents the Celebrity Makeup Symposium Pop-Up Hands-On Makeup Seminar. Celebrity makeup artists D'Angelo Thompson and Darrell Morgan from New York City will train attendees in makeup for TV, the art of contouring naturally, red carpet beauty, bridal makeup, and the business of the freelance makeup artist. Also, a celebrity photo shoot. Sunday, October the 23rd, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Bennett Career Institute. For more information or to register, call me at 202-526-1400, extension 18, or on the web at BennettCareerInstitute.org. BCI is also now enrolling for fall classes, 202-526-1400, extension 18.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hello, everybody. Time to focus on your dental health. Tune into the Healthy Teeth and Gum Show with Dr. Peter Marai every Monday at 12 noon. It's time to take back control of your oral health. Diseases of the gums and teeth can cause major health problems and even death. So be sure to tune in every Monday at 12:30 right here on WOL, where information is power. If you have dental needs, contact Dr. Marai at 301-567-9844.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-771-6013. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-771-6013. That's 1-800-771-6013.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. This is your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. And we have today, we've been giving you really good information about air property. We have Attorney Mavis Gregg from North Carolina on, and she does estate administration, and particularly not just, but wealth formation, preservation, and deals with air property. So just before the break, you were beginning to tell us what people can actually do as a legal matter when you are a part of air property. Give us some ideas of what are the kinds of things you recommend that people do.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you talked about doing your own estate planning and having a will to name who gets your property. Mm-hmm. And I would just add to that you don't have to give everything to all of your children equally.
Yes.
You can come up with a variety of options to make sure that your children get something from your estate, but it doesn't complicate issues by having numerous owners.
Mm-hmm.
And then with respect to collective family ownership of property,
mm-hmm.
There are, I would say, 3 critical steps. The first step is to identify from a legal perspective who all the owners are. And that requires doing a family tree.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised at how many people have nicknames and you don't know what the real names are.
Yes.
You know, like Bubba and Popcorn. But you start with a family tree, but you also start with hiring an attorney who is well-versed in real estate law as well as estate administration law.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first step that the attorney will take will be doing a history of ownership of the property. You will go back to the original owners of the property and then move forward in time with the successor owners. And a lot of times people don't, when someone passes away, they don't administer their estate. People feel like they don't need to. Maybe the person didn't have a lot of perceived wealth, and so their estate is never settled. But doing the estate administration process mm-hmm. through your local court system will actually identify of record who your heirs are. Mm-hmm. And so the attorney that's dealing with the heir's property clearing of ownership will research the title through the real estate records, but then also deal with any estate, any unopened or unresolved estate issues in order to identify all the heirs of each generation.
So even if your grandmother or grandfather's estate was never officially administered, mm-hmm. part of the process is to identify who those heirs are anyway.
Correct.
So you don't have to be stumped because you didn't do an estate for mm-hmm. your grandmother or grandfather or whoever it was. Mm-hmm. The attorney that does this kind of work will resolve those issues as part of resolving the whole
issue.
Right.
And that's why I suggest having a lawyer who is well-versed in real estate as well as estate administration, because they understand how the two components are connected.
Right.
Once you establish who all the legal owners are of record, then the next step is to consolidate ownership into a single entity where the previous human owners are actually owners of the entity rather than the land.
Speak and the reason- in English. I know what you're talking
Good
about,
point.
But give it to so give us an example
okay.
that a layperson, like a right. non-lawyer, would understand. What be specific, well, a little bit more
okay.
specific.
So okay. at the crux of the challenges faced with heirs property, multiple owners, is that you can't actually act on the land without all owners being involved, because it has to be a unanimous decision according to the law. So that's whether it's borrowing money, transferring, leasing, any of that, you can't act on it unless all owners are involved. So if you have 16 owners or 180 owners, you can't do that. If you have a single owner, then that single owner can make the decision, but that single owner can be a non-human entity such as a LLC or a family limited liability partnership. It could be a trust. Okay. And then you set up
a family company of some kind.
A family company of some kind that owns the property, and then the family members own the company. And that way you
say that again. Say it again so people get it.
So you transfer from all the, once you've identified all the owners, you transfer ownership into a family company, which can be a variety of entities.
Yeah, your lawyer will tell you what kind of company,
right.
but creates a company.
So then the family company owns the property. And then you structure the company rules or bylaws or you know however it operates to be able to make decisions according to your family's needs. So it doesn't have to be a unanimous decision of owners. It could be a majority owners. You could have a manager of the property who's dealing with the day-to-day task. But allows the families to then take advantage of a lot of the resources that are available out there, such as grants from the Farm Service Agency to develop farmland, such as opportunities to participate in the Black Foresters program, where they can learn how to manage the family forest, be partnered with an expert forester who will help them with that process, and then make income off the land. So not only are you keeping the family legacy and sustaining the value of the land, you're also using the land for income.
To make money
but
with.
The first step is to find out who all the legal owners are, which involves an attorney. And then you get it into a single entity ownership. So a family company, to be generic. And then take advantage of all the resources that are available out there. I will say that as I explain this, it sounds very simple, but this takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time to get people on board. So I would say I would encourage people to invest in dispute resolution skills. You know, how do you communicate your needs and interests? And also, how can you actively listen to other family members? A lot of the work that I do with family members involves dispute resolution. It involves diffusing anger and emotions.
Yeah.
You know, people will reach back 60 years or more to something that happened that was painful. And I think that's, you know, important
that's
to acknowledge.
Yeah.
But I think as individual owners who are vested in in preserving the family wealth, you have to also invest in ways to be able to speak on your own behalf, but also be able to listen to the other family owners.
That's a good point, because this is very, very emotionally driven to some extent sometimes,
very,
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But once you put it in a business context, then the family benefits from the the resources that the business is able to produce.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Because the idea is that the business, I assume, is then going to go out and find a way to make money on this legacy.
Yeah.
And then that money is distributed to members of the family.
Yeah. Something else that I didn't mention earlier about heirs property owners, collective family ownership, is that let's say you have 180 acres of land, family land, and you have, to keep the math simple, 18 owners. Don't presume that you have 10 acres of land. It doesn't work that
that's
way.
Important. Yeah.
A lot of people think, oh, well, I'm an 18th owner of this land of 180 acres. I have 10 acres of land. I'm going to go build a house on my land. My children are going to. No, it doesn't work that way. The land is it's an undivided interest, which means that you all have. I think a better way of looking at it is if you had a pie or a pizza, it's not like you can divide it up into slices and take your slice away. You all get, you all have an interest in the pepperoni, in the sauce, in the cheese.
Wherever it is, yeah.
Yeah, and you can't just divide it up like a pizza can
be
divided up.
That's an important point, because people do think that.
Right. Think about it more like a car. If you all are an 18th owner, have an 18th share in a car, you don't get to just drive the car. You don't get to just do whatever you want to
with
the car.
The wheels. Yeah.
And you can't just take, I'm going to take the tires are mine.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't operate that way. Because
if
you take that away, then that's not
nothing
fair to the rest
works.
Of the people.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of people think, well, I'll just I'll sell my share or I'll force to sell the property. One, you probably aren't going to get market value for that.
Never.
Two, you... the land can't easily be, a lot of land cannot be easily and fairly divided up. And so it's a much better, even if it's more challenging and on the front end, it's much better to try to work with your family members and co-owners to reduce.
And get a lawyer to help you to do that.
Yeah.
That knows how to do that.
Yeah.
That's important. That's really
and
important.
Consider alternatives to being involved with the family land. You know, even if you inherited the land, you can rescind your share or transfer your share to another family member if you
who
don't
does want
to be involved.
Right, right. And that, and that's an option. That's good. That's good to tell people, because sometimes people will say, well, I'm never going back there, and my children don't want to go back there. Well, then give it to somebody who does.
Right.
Who wants to preserve it, you know?
And, you know, you might say, well, I don't like cousin Vicky or whatever, I don't want to give her my share. Well, is it worth the headache to continually think about this land over the years if you're not going to be involved? Is it worth passing on to your children or to your children and your spouse?
We've been listening to Attorney Mavis Gregg talking about heir property, something that's very important in our community. It can certainly become the basis of a lot of family wealth if it's done properly, but you have to get started. I'm glad you say, because it really does take a long time.
Yeah. And if I may add, some of the parts of this work that I'm doing that I'm passionate about are how it affects the bigger picture. You know, historically, Black land ownership meant that we had food, that we had food that we can go to in our local community. I think nowadays, you know, you have your big box stores, your restaurants or whatever. We don't think about where our food comes from. And the number of farmers, there's a, I encourage you to look up the Department of Agricultural, Department of Agriculture's census. They do an agricultural census. And just search in their website, Black farmers, it'll, or African American farmers, rather. And look at the number, our representation in farming. I mean, it's it's like 1%.
And it
of a
so
multi-billion dollar industry.
Oh, farming is huge. There's so much money in farming.
Forestry is huge.
Yeah.
And we have such small...
It's an industry we don't think about, but we really should, since we already
we all eat food.
The land.
And we all eat food.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, I think that we are... I think our community is focusing on STEM. So science, technology.
Right, which is good, but there's a lot more out
that
there.
That all is connected to farming.
Yeah.
It's all connected to food. It's connected to
and
forestry.
People always need to eat.
Yeah, yeah. And so some of our HBCUs have food science programs and agricultural programs.
Yeah, well,
and
Tuskegee is the head, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's time to reach back to that root.
Yes, yes, yes. It's hard to believe that time has gone by so quickly. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you so much. And if we need to, we'll have you come back or call in. Yes.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We've had as our guest Attorney Mavis Gregg. Mavis, give out your number real quick.
Okay, 919-794-3554, gregglawfirm.com.
Okay, and this is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Give me a call at 240-638-2828, and we will be back next week with some more, hopefully, good and useful information. Have a good week.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.